Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, September 23rd through Thursday, September 29th, 2022. September 23rd, 2022, the Feast of St. Pio of Pietrelcina. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in order to be more cognizant of the present moment, is to act and think according to what you believe would please me. This is always in accord with my commandments. This will come naturally if you have in your heart the desire to please me. This is why I encourage your commitment to holy love. The stronger the holy love is in your heart, the stronger your desire to always please me. In such a way, it is very difficult to let any present moment slip by which would be unpleasing to me. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10, and try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 24th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these days you can understand why I sent the Holy Mother to earth as the protectress of the faith. Never has one of her titles been so needed, so appropriate to the times. Much of the world lives as though they were never called to believe or have faith in the truths of the Church. Every area of society has some resemblance to Sodom and Gomorrah. I can only call mankind back to my embrace through messages such as these. I send grace to earth through the heart of the mother in the hopes of snatching some from the embrace of evil. It seems the more I identify evil through these messages, the less believe. It is difficult to give up old ways and begin anew. Yet my grace comes to the newly converted as a peace beyond all telling. For this reason, I encourage my warriors of holy love to continue with much courage and renewed holy boldness to reach out to unbelievers. You must be my grace to others to listen to the truth. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 14 through 16. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, if I had but one thing to say to my children today, it would be this. Care about your salvation. Care enough to come closer to me through a deeper personal holiness. Follow the path that obedience to my commandments leads you upon. Overcome rebelliousness through obedience. Do not allow those devoted to the world to scare you away from holiness. At the moment of your judgment, what will count is your victory over selfishness. All sin is a love of self above me. I tell you these things to win over your hearts and to clearly show you how you can be assured of your salvation. Follow my lead. A note is given to read James chapter 4, verse 4. Unfaithful creatures, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. September 26th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these days mankind has great power over time and space due to his ingenuity in space travel, aeronautics, and the technology of computer expertise. All of these things I have given him. Truth be told, it is I, God Almighty, who created time and space. Man only has the technology I have given him, all of which is a grace. However, in man's arrogance, he attributes every scientific breakthrough as his own, apart from my grace and intervention. The time fast approaches when all of mankind will realize his dependency upon me and will, out of necessity, turn to my intervention. A small, minuscule example of this is the hurricane fast approaching the coast of Florida. Predictions as to damage are grim. Therefore, many prayers are being offered up. When will souls realize that their eternity rests on prayer, sacrifice, and the holy love in their hearts? This lack of concern for salvation is a far greater emergency than any natural disaster. Please come to understand this truth in your hearts. Please me, and I will turn my face towards you. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 23. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 27th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, your safeguard on the path of your salvation is strict obedience to my commandments. So long as you are keeping faithful to my commandments, you will not slip to your perdition. Do not allow Satan to talk you into any compromise. That is, you can take such and such unlawfully. No one will know, and it is little anyway. Satan's job is to make sin feel comfortable and reasonable. That is why he is called the Prince of Lies. When you arise in the morning, always ask for the grace to live in my truth. Then I will show you the difference between good and evil throughout the day. Make every decision based upon this truth. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and enjoin abstinence from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. For then it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 28, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, many souls turn to me in times of fear. I do not turn them away, but I listen to their prayers and help them to be at peace and accepting of my will. Such is the case with this approaching storm which threatens Florida. Unfortunately, many will die in their sins, an unprovided death. Their last thoughts will not be contrition for their sins, but their physical welfare. This is the way most people live, holding on to their worldly welfare with little regard for their spiritual judgment and their eternity. If souls could only understand my paternal concern for the state of their souls, then they would be willing to turn to me in any circumstance without fear. My paternal love is real, understanding, and ready to forgive any repentant heart. Most need to change the direction of their hearts before they are threatened by disaster. For most, this impending hurricane should be a wake-up call to the reality of the state of their souls. For many, it is too late if they concern themselves only with their physical well-being and not their spiritual well-being. Surrender your physical well-being to me. This in itself is an act of surrender to me and opposes fear. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 29th, 2022, the Feast of the Archangels, St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today I am inviting you to see, Satan tries to build agitation in your soul by making big problems out of little ones. This is how he distracts you and destroys your peace. When small problems present themselves, turn to my provision, and I will help you work through it. Most often, situations are not so grim as Satan would have you believe. Listen to the Holy Spirit who is in your heart. He will guide you through every frustration and calm the rough waters around the ship of your soul, guiding you safely into the port of peace. Your soul is vulnerable to sailing adrift on the sea of lack of trust. Raise the sail in your heart of trust in my provision. then no storm can blow you off course. No controversy can churn up the waters you seek to sail upon. A note is given to read Psalm 3, 3 through 4, and 8. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people, Selah. Another note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But I have trusted in your merciful love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.